Monster Network. My name is Frank Allen, and I will be your host this evening. Call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443, or listen at 605-313-0163. And remember, at Republic Broadcasting, there is always a way to listen. Just go to republicbroadcasting.org. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit or call me in the U.S. at +1-508-857-8334. Now, tonight, I'm going to draw a parallel between the Cuban diplomats and our TIs, us, targeted individuals. But first, on April 26th and 27th, a targeted individual gathering is taking place adjacent to the east steps of the California State Capitol in Sacramento. The rally inspires people to raise public awareness about organized stalking, covert harassment, and energy weapon assaults, just like those experienced by the U.S. diplomats stationed in Cuba and China. Thousands of citizens are reporting similar crimes just in California alone and in other states, yet their voices are not being heard. Attend the TI Springtime Rally to listen to the victims and give them your support. For more information, visit www.tispringtimerally.com. Okay, I just wanted to start off by asking a few questions. Are the citizens of the United States, the targets, a different breed? I don't think so. Are the U.S. diplomats so different from us? And why are these diplomats getting preferential treatment? Granted, they are the new kids on the block, but we have been around for years and years. Granted, they are high profile, but we're getting to be very high profile as well. I'm going to use excerpts from a pre-paper by Beatrice Alexandra Guillaume, MD, PhD, professor of medicine, UC San Diego School of Medicine. And she is actually writing this in advance of her paper issued last September the 15th. So Beatrice Guillaume concludes, and she says this, may aid in the treatment of the diplomats and affected family members and assist U.S. government agencies seeking to determine the precise cause more broadly. Guillaume said her research draws attention to a larger population of people who are affected by similar health problems. Beatrice Guillaume quoting. Actually, I will take a quote right from here, I think. I look at what's known about pulsed radio frequency microwave in relation to diplomats' experiences, said Guillaume. Everything fits. The specifics of the varied sounds that the diplomats reported hearing during the apparent inciting episodes, such as chirping, ringing, and buzzing, cohere in detail with known properties of so-called microwave audio effect or microwave hearing, also known as the Frey effect. Now, probably, I would say a month ago, I did an in-depth study on the Frey effect, as it is the origin of voice to skull. That's where it came from. And I also did an in-depth research and discussion on the fact that the American psychiatric community funded research, I even have the grant number, to further the development of V2K using Alan Frey's work. And so his work is very important today, and it is still what they base everything about V2K on. So, this is the Frey effect. And the symptoms that emerged fit, including the dominance of sleep problems, headaches, and cognitive issues, as well as the distinctive prominence of auditory symptoms. Even objective findings reported on brain imaging fit with what has been reported for persons affected by RF-MW radiation. Now, this started, from this point of view, in 2016. So beginning in 2016, personnel at the U.S. Embassy in Havana, Cuba, as well as Canadian diplomats and family members, described hearing strange sounds followed by the development of an array of symptoms. The source of the health problems has not been determined, though some officials and media have described the events as sonic attacks. Sorry, that doesn't work. Some experts on sound have rejected this explanation. In May of this year, the State Department reported that U.S. government employees in Guangzhou, China, had also experienced similar sounds and health problems. Affected diplomats and family members from both locations were medically evacuated to the United States for treatment. But despite multiple government investigations, an official explanation of events in subsequent at least two early published studies examining available data were inconclusive. Now, in her paper, scheduled to be published September the 15th of last year, in Neural Computation, Guillaume compared rates of described symptoms among diplomats with a published 2012 study of symptoms reported by people affected by electromagnetic radiation in Japan. By and large, she cited symptoms, headache, cognitive problems, sleep issues, irritability, nervousness, anxiety, dizziness, and tinnitus. And for those of you who don't know what that means, it's ringing in the ears. Now, they occurred at strikingly similar rates. Some diplomats reported hearing loss altogether. The symptom was not assessed in both studies, so rates could not be compared. But Gallum said it is widely reported in both conditions. She also noted that previous brain imaging research in persons affected by RF EMR showed evidence of traumatic brain injury, paralleling reports in diplomats. Now, we experience all of these symptoms, all of them, every one of them. I've heard it 1,000 times. I receive them myself. And in some cases, there has been white matter appearing on the brain. So we are not unlike the diplomats at all. We may as well be diplomats. Okay, so David O. Carpenter, MD, is director of the Institute for Health and Environment at the University of Albany, part of the State University of New York. He was not involved in Gallum's study. He said evidence cited by Gallum illustrates microwave hearing, which results from heating induced in tissue, which causes waves in the ear and results in clicks and other sounds. Reported symptoms, he said, characterized the syndrome of electrohypersensitivity, which we have gone over in the past, EHS, in which unusual exposure to radio frequency radiation can trigger symptoms in vulnerable persons that may be permanent and disabling. And I will eventually switch to her main document, which is dated September the 15th. But your head size matters. All of these dimensions of your head, jaw, ears, depth of your ear canal, size of your ear, believe it or not, all play a very important role in how this works. Now, some of these attacks can trigger symptoms in vulnerable persons that may be permanent and disabling. Now, we have seen this before when the Soviets irradiated the U.S. Embassy in Moscow in the days of the Cold War. Gallum, whose undergraduate degree was in physics, conducts research investigating the relationship of oxidative stress and mitochondrial function. Now, mitochondrial function is a cell that, to simplify, takes what we eat and converts it into what your cells need. Mechanisms shown to be involved with RF, EMR, health, aging, behavior, and illness. Her work is wide-ranging, with published studies on Gulf War illness, statins, antibiotics, toxicity, ALS, autism, and the health effects of chocolate, health and trans fats, and with a secondary interest in research methods, including placebos. Now, she has analyzed 100 studies examining whether low-level RF produced oxidative injury, found that 93 studies concluded that it did. Now, oxidative injury is directly attacking those cells. And it runs downstream from there, and it runs into inflammation, blotches on the skin, lesions, cancer, and the list goes on. But reactive oxygen species, now these are free radicals, and the body's detoxifying antioxidant defenses. Oxidative stress has been linked to a range of diseases and conditions, from Alzheimer's disease, autism, depression, to cancer and chronic fatigue syndrome, as well as toxic effects linked to certain drugs and chemicals. More to the point, Glom said oxidative injury has been linked to the symptoms and conditions reported in diplomats. So there we have it. We have concrete proof by one of the most knowledgeable people in the country on the subject that this is in fact not a sonic attack, not a bunch of cicadas, which are grasshoppers, which they tried to hand to the media. But in fact, radio frequency microwave attacks. Now, the Cancer Institute publicly... Okay, folks, we're going to commercial. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
From Targeted Massachusetts and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen. I will be your host this evening. If you have any questions, please call in at 800-313-9443, or you can listen at 605-313-0163. And you can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or you can visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit. You're done. Or call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Okay, in California, we have a targeted individual gathering on April 26th and 27th. A targeted individual gathering is taking place adjacent to the east steps of the California State Capitol in Sacramento. The rally inspires people to raise public awareness about organized stalking, covert harassment, and energy weapon assaults, just like those experienced by the U.S. diplomats stationed in Cuba and China. Thousands of citizens are reporting similar crimes in California and other U.S. states, yet their voices are not being heard at the White House. They're not being heard. at our state houses. This is our mission this year. Let us be heard. It's a constitutional right. So you can attend the TI Springtime Rally to listen to the victims and give them your support. For more information, visit TISpringtimeRally.com. Okay, I think that I'm going to switch over. I think we have Chris in Las Vegas. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, good afternoon, Frank, and always great to catch your show because you come with such unusual but relevant and material information that everybody out here needs to know about, because anybody that's interested in truth, liberty, and freedom, free speech, and the ability to speak out against government corruption or deep state corruption, I repeat myself, is subject to being targeted in many different forms and methodologies. For instance, here in Las Vegas, Nevada, Chief District Attorney Steve Wolfson and his cabal of attorney warriors have absolutely committed a war against me one-on-one by every one of their agencies and their cadres of judges, law enforcement officials that are under their sway and purvey, that the city, the county are all allied together in a unified force committing warfare by lawfare, using the legal system as a weaponized unit to destroy me. However, I'm very astute, very studied in law, and I catch them at every turn at the barratry, gravity, and perversity they try to unleash upon me, and I'm working on putting in complaints. Of course, those are looked on by their bar associates, and they generally don't honor their complaints, although if they get too many, it may make them uninsurable, and therefore not hireable and employable because of the amount of liability that the entities incur because of their abuse of their governmental authority and prosecutorial discretion or lack prosecute discretion in war crimes against the people they target as another form of targeting individuals. Curious to what your observations are in your area of the world about that. I know there's some people up in your neighborhood, Jody and others up in that area, that are being targeted and harassed by the legal system and electronic and home invasions, surreptitious, some overt, some covert.
What we're seeing in Massachusetts are massive amounts of surveillance equipment being installed. You can go through a tiny town and see cameras everywhere. Hold on, we'll get back to the break. We got to pay some bills.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Target of Massachusetts and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen. You can call in and ask a question. I'm sure you have many. At 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Chris in Nevada, are you still with us?
I am, probably for not much longer. I'm traveling and my background noise maybe get to be oppressive and disturbing to the show. However, it is worthy of noting that a particular district attorney here in Las Vegas has a very strong, let's call it a religious cult tie as a Mossad operative agent. Many of the bar members are actually dual agents of the fake Israel and the synagogue of Satan. And so we see these wars carried out against us because the bar is effectually a militant operant entity here in America. And it was brought here by Communist Party USA in the late 1800s, actually by the King's Archon agents of the British government when this country was first formed. Hamilton and many of the others were bar members or British Archon's agents, registry, if you will. But I thank you so very much for shining a light on this problem and giving us all a voice out here that are targeted, able to share with others so they can be alert and aware to these things that are happening in every community around America and I think the world. So God bless you, Frank, for all you do. The other target members, likewise, be blessed and travel safe with the protections of Psalms 911 against the principalities of evil to accompany you and help you stave off these assaults by the synagogue of Satan and Satan's minions. Thank you so much.
God bless, Chris. Thank you very much. And that was Chris from Las Vegas. Okay. I'm going to go over this one more time. We have a TI gathering April 26th and 27th. The gathering is taking place adjacent to the east steps of the California State Capitol in Sacramento. The rally will inspire people to raise public awareness about organized stalking, covert harassment, and energy weapon assaults, and the fact that we are no different than the diplomats. Thousands of citizens are reporting similar crimes in California and other U.S. states, yet their voices are not being heard. Attend the TI Springtime Rally to listen to the victims and give them your support. For more information, visit www.tispringtimerally.com. And you'll find all of the pertinent information there. And in case you've just tuned in again, I want to ask these questions again. Are the citizens of the United States, or the targets, a different breed? Are we different? Are we low class? Are the U.S. diplomats so different from us? And why are the diplomats getting preferential treatment? Blood is blood, pain is pain. When the doctors see it, they should treat it. Granted, they are new kids on the block, but we have been around for decades. And I've been taking excerpts from a paper by Beatrice Alexandra Galone, MD, PhD, Professor of Medicine, University of California, San Diego School of Medicine. And she is a really fantastic person. I have talked to her and we've shot emails back and forth. So I'm going to start out with her actual paper. Now, the first one that I was reading, well, I would call it a rough draft. She wanted to get something out. If you want to go to targetedmassachusetts.org and click on the archives section in the navigation, go to page 7. Right there, you will see the article in the New York Times about Beatrice Galone and her views. Okay, it's a mystery illness, they call it, striking U.S. and Canadian diplomats to Cuba and now China. Now, this has confounded the FBI. I don't believe that. The State Department and U.S. intelligence agencies? I don't think so. Sonic explanations for the so-called health attacks have long dominated media reports. Propelled by peculiar sounds heard and auditory symptoms experienced. Now, what I'm trying to do here is draw a very close parallel between targeted individuals in the United States, Canada, and the world, and the U.S. diplomats. It's the same case. It's just that the United States cannot bear to own up to the fact that they are targeting their own citizens for whatever reason. I think I can come up with a reason. I think we're lab rats still. As I told you 2 weeks ago, MK Ultra was revived once more in Florida. So MK Ultra never died. Okay, Dr. Galum's observations. The noises she picked up were chirping, ringing, or this is different, grinding noises. Now, I've heard only several TIs come up with grinding noises. And they were heard at night during episodes reportedly triggering health problems in many diplomats. Some reported that the sounds were localized with laser-like precision, or said the sound seemed to follow them. Well, I can agree with that. They follow you everywhere. So the sound seemed to follow them within the territory in which they were perceived. Pulse, RF, or microwave engenders just these apparent sounds. Now here we go with Mr. Frey again. Via the Frey effect, perceived sounds differ by head dimensions and pulse characteristics and can be perceived as located behind, in, or above your head. Now I see them differently. I see them before me, to my right, to my left, in a 360-degree pattern. It's not fixed, as in just behind me. The ability to hear the sounds depends on high-frequency hearing and low ambient noise. Number two, signs and symptoms, hearing loss, and very loud tinnitus are prominent in affected diplomats. And in radio frequency microwave affected individuals. There again, she is referring to us. Each of protean symptoms that diplomats report also affect persons reporting symptoms from radio frequency, microwave, sleep problems, headaches, and cognitive problems dominate in both groups. Sensations of pressure or vibration figure in each. Both encompass vision. Balance, loss of weight, speech problems, and nosebleeds. Brain injury and brain swelling are reported in both. Number three, mechanisms. Oxidative stress provides a documented mechanism of radio frequency microwave injury compatible with reported signs and symptoms. Sequelae of endothelial dysfunction yielding blood flow compromise, membrane damage, blood-brain barrier disruption, mitochondrial injury, an autoimmune triggering for downstream mechanisms of varying persistence that merit investigation. Number four, of note, microwaving of the U.S. Embassy in Moscow is historically documented. So this has been going on for a long, long time. Okay, it's just coming to light now. And the reason behind this is we have access to media, and many times we hear things before it ever makes it to mainstream news. We've got a handle on this. We're following it very closely. So watch out, Mr. Government, because we're watching you too. Okay, her conclusions and relevance. Reported facts appear consistent with pulsed radio frequency microwave as the source of injury in Cuba diplomats. Non-diplomats citing symptoms from RF microwave, often with an inciting pulse RF microwave exposure. Now, under RF MW hypothesis, lessons learned from diplomats and for RF microwave affected civilians may each aid the other. Again, she is referring to us. Affected civilians may each aid the other. It's a little bit cryptic. It's a way of saying get in touch with the U.S. diplomats. Now, again, are the citizens of the U.S. a different species? Are we different somehow? I don't know. I think I'm the same. I went to school. I had a great life, great, wonderful, couldn't be better life in the U.S. until 2011, October the 15th at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's when it started for me. Do we not get the same considerations as the diplomats? Question. We are suffering. Fact. And we get nothing. Millions of us. Now, just to scale down a little bit, more than two dozen. How does that compare to millions? Dozen. More than two dozen American diplomats in Cuba and their families, plus a smattering of Canadian diplomats in Cuba and their families, reportedly developed a mystery illness. And here we go again with this mystery. There is nothing mysterious about this. Nothing. They all know what's going on. FBI, State Department, and U.S. intelligence agencies baffling U.S. officials once again. It's just mystery after mystery after mystery, said a U.S. official. So, you know, this is bullshit. I'm sorry for saying that. I don't know whether I'm allowed to say that on the air, but it really gets me aggravated. Okay, when I hear the government continually covering up everything. Well, there's millions of people that you can't cover up unless you kill us. D. These problems began in 16 and began to be widely reported in 17. And as of January 18, we are not much farther ahead than we were in finding out why this occurred. Come on. These papers are out. The Frey effect, it's not secret. All the papers on the psychiatric community endorsing V2K, that's not a secret. I've got them all. I'll mail them to you. So, nothing is a secret here. Okay, we got Fred in Iowa. Fred, go ahead.
Yeah. Frank, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir, I can.
Frank, I gave you one call, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I have the utmost respect for Chris in Las Vegas, but I'm going to ask you a simple question. Why do they target certain people?
Symmetry of the head itself, or measurements of an individual's head, is one reason, because not everybody can get it.
Well, Frank, I don't want to eat up a lot of time, and I'll call later on in different shows. But
that's fine, sir.
Okay, here is a little puke, you know, here in Mid-America. That has some of the symptoms, you know, that you're talking about.
Right.
And, not to try to be modest or whatever, you know, I'm just one simple little puke, but I am very controversial about how I talk on, well, to be frank, honest, on radio. And, I guess what little I've talked to police officers and something like that. Other words, that would be the only reason that I would think that I was targeted, is because I'm somewhat of a controversial, actually caller into RBN, but a person. Could you elaborate a little on that? Or, besides your head and ears and tendonitis and your jawline and your hat size, well, there may be and could be, and I'm not questioning your word, your integrity exactly, but, what's the guy Darwin had married, trying to separate the black people from the white people. You know, I'm not trying to be disparaging toward you, but this is, I don't understand, and I want to understand and know. Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
Elaborate on how we're targeted or why we're targeted? We are actually, I would say, lab rats for the government, and the reasoning is this. They are using us to test this out as a weapon. Now, this is a different kind of weapon, but they used the same principle in Iraq. It's called the active denial system. Now, it was mounted on a truck, and they got the entire Iraqi army to lay down their arms, and they also...
Okay, let me interrupt you, Frank. Time is short. I'll call in on more shows, but I believe in MK Ultra
The
get-go, and I have no problem with that, comprehending, understanding, and believing it. But what you're saying, as I understand it, you're given a blanket that we're all rats. Okay, I can comprehend and understand that. But to be non-specific in what they're doing, well, I could be Joe Blow Public anywhere. And let's say that they have an immunity to it. Your left ear has to be twice the size as your right ear, and then you'd be immune. I don't know if I'm making any sense, but I don't get the correlation between physical attributes of a person's head to be susceptible to EMF. Go ahead, Frank. Pardon the interruption.
That's okay. It's conduction. Okay, in this case, the brain is rapidly heated and cooled to the degree that you can't even feel it. And it forms a pattern, a speech pattern. And your cochlea actually picks this up and transmits it to your brain in the same manner that it would from your eardrum. But it is bypassing your eardrum. Now, well, MIT... Okay, go ahead, sir.
Go ahead.
MIT just came out with a brand new laser that will transmit voice to skull via laser. And I, from what I understand, there is a plasma envelope so that it can actually be steered. Now, I didn't believe that, but I do now. It came out in an MIT optics letter, and I believe it.
Well, Frank, I know the time's running out, and I got so many questions to ask, and I am not trying to impugn your integrity in the least bit. I'm trying to understand and get information.
Call me at my home phone. I'll spend as much time.
508-857-8334. 508-857-8334. Okay, I'm going to get off the air, but I have the utmost respect for Chris in Las Vegas. Okay, thank you for the time, Frank, and I will be calling you rather soon, okay?
Yes, sir. And you have a good night now.
Bye-bye, and thank you.
Okay, that was Fred from Iowa. We actually don't have too much time left, but what I'm going to say is God bless everyone, and God bless TIs all over the world.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.